Our own Joplin tornado. A somewhat irregular character on the Fred Effect is Aunt Ray. Yes, she is a real person. She came up from Joplin on Friday for a visit, which means there is clean laundry in the refrigerator and hangers on every doorknob, snapping Sean and me in the nuts and Tessa in the face. I don't know where she found so many hangers to put on the doorknobs. The old Joplin tornado ripped through Tessa's closet until she found a fistful. I went in the bathroom to hide and pluck my eyebrows. Tessa is supposed to tell me when I'm starting to get hamster brows. You know what I mean? Like Garrison Keillor eyebrows. The Casey Anthony jury is hiding out in Keillor's eyebrows. I don't spend much time in front of a mirror. That's why Tessa is in charge of my eyebrows. And my gut. See last Sunday's video post. Tessa really ought to watch my weight. Aunt Ray lost 100 pounds or something and then married a sweet old millionaire. Not that I want to do that, but before she met him, she was crazier than a dog with two dicks. Now she's like a dog with two dicks and cash. Ever wonder who buys those chainsaw sculptures? Right here, buddy. It's our Aunt Ray. They sell them by the foot, she says. $100 a foot. Truth. She's also paying somebody to burn the hell out of her face with a laser. She thinks it makes her look younger. I always tell her she was beautiful when she was fat and wrinkled. I fucking mean it, too. Oh, another good thing is her teeth fit right for once. I never saw her teeth on the kitchen table once this visit. May God bless and keep her sweet old millionaire forever. Sweetest thing she did this weekend. Some neighbors moved out across the street and left a pile of baby clothes at the curb. Old Aunt Ray goes over there and sorts out a couple bushel baskets full of the best stuff. She's taking them back to Joplin where she lives. She wasn't clobbered by the tornado, but everybody else was. Can't help loving the crazy old bat.